Okay, so did you have a moment since we spoke last to look at the things from your past that you still have an emotional charge to?
Well, stuff comes up. I don't know that I've taken time to like sit and process, but or think about it, but stuff comes up.
Okay, and when it comes up, what do you feel and where do you feel it in your body?
Either in my throat or in my gut. And I recognize it and I tell myself, compassion, you did the best you could.
And what happens when you do that? Do you
Sometimes it
remember?
doesn't go away. Sometimes, at least I get past it.
Okay. So it's never too late to go back and look at that.
Yeah.
And as the observer, it changes how that energy reacts. It has to it, there's no other way for it to be. It has to change its behavior because you're observing it. And then it will, it immediately starts to lose its power over you. But it does take the moments of observation. I'm hoping that as you can clear things out of the house and move into that more peaceful state, that chances are some of these things won't even pop back up. But if they do, that because you're already at this more peaceful state with that awareness, it's not just claiming compassion, but it's moving into that energy of and with observation. It because you have the you could from that more peaceful state, you have the bandwidth to do it right now. I can take 3 minutes to look at this, even though I'm really busy, take these deep breaths, observe this energy, and because I've observed it, it starts to fade away.
You know, I've done that with one of the situations at Fort Lewis, and doing that made me realize that there were other people involved in keeping the situation going that I had not, I needed that distance to realize that. You know, there were people invested in the good old boy network surviving and making it my fault. And yeah, that was a really big realization that there was more than one person involved in the dynamic.
And when you think about it now, do you feel an emotional charge about it now?
No, I feel vindicated.
There you go. There you go. That's great.
Yeah, I feel vindicated.
So just taking those few moments to observe and see more than you had seen before and understanding that, wow, there was way more going on here changes everything and starts to heal those feelings. Yeah. Wow. Well, good for you. Way to go. Way to go. Okay, so now it's interesting that you said that you feel things in your gut and you feel things in your throat because that's there again, that's where the thyroid is, and you've been having some thyroid things going on. So it's going to be very exciting to see that the more you clear those things out, that that's where you have the resistance energies in your throat, that if all that's gone, and then when you go back to for a checkup and the doctor's looking at everything, it may not even be immediately, but in, 6 months to a year that things are healed, that you're in a whole different, your body's different.
Well, and I've th there's still stuff hanging on from the COVID or whatever virus got added onto it, that there's congestion and drainage that's making me cough, but it's also giving me a sore throat. So that's, I think that's bringing my attention to that part.
Do you pull with coconut oil?
No, and you've mentioned it before. I have some, it's just one more thing I haven't gotten around to doing.
Well, I do it when I brush my teeth at night and I'm
Mm-hmm.
washing my face. I'll do it even like when I'm getting in the shower, not when I wash my hair because I have to open my mouth to breathe when I'm washing my hair. Learned, don't do that. There's no way to breathe. So, but you can do it while you're in the shower. I do it when I'm writing in my journal, like at night, you know, after I brush my teeth, I've washed my face, I put the coconut oil in and I'm swishing it all around while I'm writing in my journal. Well, I do it in the mornings now because I want to do it twice a day because it's so dry here now in the house because I'm running the heater, that I get a little bit of a sore, dry sore throat. And but the coconut oil heals all that up, and you know it kills all the bacteria. So if you've got some drainage going on, and there's any kind of bacteria in there, that coconut oil, you know, it kills bacteria. So all that's going into your system because you're going through your mouth, you know, under your tongue. That's where you want to put nitroglycerin, you know, for goodness sakes. It's a healing thing. So it's not like we have to, okay, I'm going to sit here for 5 minutes and suck on this coconut oil. It's something that you can do other things. You just, you know, you don't want to be reading something that you're going to go, oh, because that won't work either. You know, learn that the hard way. Don't do that. But, you know, being able to incorporate making it an easy thing to do. You know, and of course, I always have tissues in the trash can anyway in the bathroom, so I can just spit the coconut in the oil in there. You know, of course, you don't want to, you know, spit it down the sink. But I, you know, when Jesse first told me about that years ago, I thought, geez, no way, that's just gross. But man, for
You
me,
just
it
swish it
definitely.
around your mouth.
Yeah, because what I get is, I'll send you a picture of the container I get. I just get it at Walmart, you know, and it's kind of pricey now because I had a big container of it that I even cooked with it sometimes, for the same price as this little bottle that I get now, but it's solid, so it's
At
white,
room temperature, yeah.
at room temperature. But when I put it in my mouth, you know, it all melts, and if I can squish it through my teeth, you know, then it's killing any kind of bacteria that could be left in between my teeth, you know, too. So, and all around your gums, you know. And then, but if you lay down for a moment too, then it's naturally going back into your throat. It's not like you have to gargle with it. When I've had a sore throat, I've even gargled with it a little bit to get it even further down in there. And it works. Oh my God, it works. You know that time that I was getting sick because I went to the Dollar Tree and I didn't use the hand sanitizer on my hands when I got back in the truck, and then I rubbed my eye and I thought, oh man, this was a mistake. And it was, because a couple of days later I started getting that burning in my ears, and it was going to go into a head cold, and I started pulling with the coconut oil because that's where all that infection is. You know, it's in your head. And I pulled with the coconut a couple of times or several times throughout the day. And I don't remember what I was taking. Probably just Tylenol, because that's all I have. And slept. And I only felt bad one day.
That's
But I,
great.
yeah, but I had, but I coughed up a bunch of stuff. You know, I broke it all loose. The other thing you can do too is Helen Chin Liu has all the reflexology, you know, where you can press everything, those things on your places on your face. Or even on your hands, you know, she's probably got something for the thyroid. I don't know. But,
Well, and I have had acid reflux that goes into my vocal cords. So that's another thing about that, the throat chakra area.
Okay. But then why do we have acid reflux? I mean, doesn't it all really stem from stress and anxiety? And you'll be a whole new person in a few months. You
Well, and if Mary can get rid of her acid reflux, that would be awesome. The specialist thought that her gut biome whatever the term is. Anyway, the bad bacteria might be contributing to her acid reflux.
But they've done some things to fix that too, right? The
Yeah,
bad bacteria in there.
she got a fecal transplant, and
Yeah.
she's on really powerful probiotics, and so is William now.
So in like they're going to be there'll be whole new people too.
Well, I can I yeah, I'm just so thrilled with the way she's enjoying her food.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I can put away the Mary's Leftovers bowl container.
Oh.
I can wash that and put it back in the cupboard.
That's great. That's great. So how are you feeling about everything? I mean, I know that this hasn't been what you wanted it to be in your peaceful time, but because you've had these other things pop up, are you feeling some relief after the reading that,
Yes. Yes. And
you've
yesterday,
good.
because I'm getting a new computer tomorrow and I was trying to clear some files. And yesterday I thought, no, I have done enough. And I just quit. And I went in the other room and snuggled with the dogs. And
Good for you.
yeah.
The world didn't end, did it?
No, I may lose those files. And I'm trying to save the ones that that matter. You know, they're messages from people that I care about. But oh well, he can figure out a way to save him. He's really good.
Well, there you go. There you go. That's
They're from
great.
a computer before this.
I had a guy that always did that, moved all my messages every time. And then when I got this newest computer, now directions are on the internet. Moved them all. Didn't lose anything, you know? So, yeah, you'll get to save what you want. Yeah. And I even had, even when I got this computer, I still had a folder of old files from old computers 3 computers ago. And I thought, okay, I haven't opened that in 10 years. Do I really need it? Yeah. You know, what the things that mean anything to us, it's just ours. So when Jesse told me that if I'd stop putting my depression glass in the dishwasher, there'd be more of it left from her when I died. Obviously, she didn't mean that. She doesn't want anything. She used
But
to
she was
fuss.
acting at that point, she was acting like she wanted it.
Yeah, she was fussing at me. But, and I never broke one in the dishwasher. She was just being Jesse. You know, if you'd stop putting that in the dishwasher, there'd be some left for me when you die. And then she laughed. I was like, you really don't want this stuff. And that's okay. You know? I have a cotton stock that Rick made for me.
A cotton
That
sock?
a cotton stock. Like he
Oh,
pulled a
oh,
plant up. He pulled up a plant and he took it to the shop and he hung it upside down. And it's kind of flat. It's about so wide, you know. And he put some kind of sealer on it.
oh.
And he sent it to me in a TV box. Yeah,
This
I
costs
get.
a fortune to ship.
Well, it was before everything got so expensive.
Yeah.
But he sent it to me in this big TV box. I mean, it weighs nothing but the box,
Right.
you know? And it's out in the garage in the box. And I wanted to bring it in here. And now I think I really want to do that. I love that. I put it up on the wall in my office and I love it. Nobody else is going to even like that. They're going to put it in the trash. And that's okay.
Yeah,
You
that'll be
know?
fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine. So look, you know, pick out the things that you really like and you really love, and everything else, let it go. So you said you had a bunch of stuff that's come up with the church. Is everything okay with that? Is there anything I can take off your plate?
Oh, if you would send out a message maybe tomorrow or Saturday, reminding people that Prosperity Banks are the next week and that they need to turn their clocks back. That would be great.
Okay, so this Sunday is the prayer one, and then the
Right.
second Sunday is a prayer. Okay, because I did change that in the
Yeah,
messages that people.
you mentioned the prayer one, but you didn't say anything about the Prosperity Banks moving to the second one.
It'll be in next week's,
Right.
but
But
I will. I'll send.
people might still bring the stuff thinking.
That I just left it out.
Yeah. So that's why I was thinking if you're going to send a message about the daylight savings time, you might as well just stick that on there if you don't mind.
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
I am delegating. Even some of the things that I have in the past enjoyed doing, it's too much right now.
There you go, because you can always take it back. Good for you.
And maybe at the end of my term I will, but not right now.
When is the end of your term?
Well, technically it's year to year, but I have 3 more years on the board.
Oh, wow.
And then I
Okay.
have to go off for at least a year.
Okay.
So who knows what'll be happening by then.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll send that out. Do you want it to go out today or in the morning?
Why don't you send it tomorrow?
Okay.
Because they
Yeah.
already got a message from you today. And
Yeah.
then that'll be closer to the time to remember to turn their clocks back.
Yeah. Oh, I could even send another message out Sunday
On
morning about the
Saturday.
clocks.
Or Saturday to say, turn them back. Yeah, whatever you think.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Okay. Yep, we could do that. Oh. Man. Okay, so when we turn it back,
Fall back.
it'll be 12:47 instead of 1:47. So it means it's going to be dark at 5 o'clock.
Right, but it'll be light earlier.
Yeah, we're sleeping then. Yeah, magic, now magic has to go for a walk twice a day because this other food, he has to go poo twice, and that's only achieved by going for a little walk in the evenings, afternoons, 4 o'clock, 4 to 4:30. But yeah, that's going to be new. Going out for a walk just before dark. Yeah.
Now, when it's solstice, how early does it get dark for you? We have much more extremes being farther north.
Oh, it's definitely dark by 5 o'clock. Yeah. Right now it's, I could look, but it's six something when the sun goes down, I think. I miss that, but at the same point, that's when I put all the little batteries and all my candles, and then they all come on, when I moved here, I had a box of batteries and I misplaced it and I couldn't find it anywhere, and I'm like, I gotta have that box because it's gotta go with me. And Rick and Jesse are both like, they have batteries in Arkansas. And I'm like, you don't understand. There's like $100 worth of batteries in there because I've been stocking up, on the triple A batteries and the double A batteries, because I've got like, 30 candles that take all these batteries. Well, they didn't know about the candles. So they're like, what do you need all those batteries for? You got enough batteries for the rest of your life. But no, this is for one season. I love those candles that come on by themselves. Those are pretty cool. Yeah, for sure. So, anything else that's been coming up for you?
Boy, we've done enough, I think.
Well, your energy's lighter, way lighter now than it was when we got on the phone. For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, just be gentle with yourself as you clear things out. And, bless his heart, William's not trying to upset you. He's really trying to draw you away from the pain.
Yeah.
And you can do it, one thing, one step at a time. And don't beat yourself up about what's not been done yet. And just get a big trash can, whatever you need. Or donate, or
Yeah. The animal shelter gift shop is gonna get a lot.
Well, there you go. There you go. So before we hop off here, Angelia informed me yesterday about SNAP and food stamp program and all that stuff that I had no idea about. That's why we did a grocery run this morning. What do you see happening with this whole government shutdown and all of that that's happening? Are you feeling through your knowledge of the government that this is going to be done soon?
I am clueless about that. There's, you know, it, the political split is so vicious right now. But apparently, the president's mental deterioration is becoming more and more, more and more, evident. He apparently just wandered off when he was meeting with the Japanese prime minister. Like, wandered off. And he was bragging about an IQ test he took at Walter Reed. It was a cognition test. So, now around here, there's a whole lot of, you know, where can we donate to help the people affected by the SNAP benefit thing. So I'm really glad to see that.
Oh, well, hopefully this is all going to be
And the federal judges are finding against the administration. You know, they're discovering that the lawsuits, they lied, you know, and they're overturning all the interim decisions and finding against everything. So,
Well, hopefully we're just moments away then.
yeah.
You know,
I don't like the predictions that were saying September and now they're saying next summer. It really shouldn't last that long.
what are they saying is could be September?
No, they were saying September this year. And now they're Sterling is, you know, pushing it out.
Oh,
Some
did
of
he?
it, some of, yeah, but he said all along that it would take till next summer to untangle the stuff, even if it happened, if the transition happened. So,
Well, and we know that, you know, it takes a minute for everything to kind of all the fallout to kind of even out and figure out what's even what is right now. But, you know, people who need to eat, they don't have that time to wait.
Right.
But, you know, he also said that people with money that have billions will
Right.
step in to help. So,
I hope that's true.
ooh, I just got a chill. I really think it is.
Good.
I really think it will be. You know, the more we can hold the light,
Yeah.
you know, that all is well and just counting on the ET folks to help with what they can help with and the light beings and you know, I've been working with Angelia to build a site for her and get that kind of squared away and she's been holding back on the things that she talks about because of where we are and she was speaking to the people here and now she's speaking to, you
The
know, a
world.
the world, and so she's getting braver at what she's doing. And it's going to be interesting to see how all of that plays out. You know, she's bringing in the light from the western part of the state into this part of the state, but now it's broadcasting out more to the world. So it's a whole like a vortex of energy that she's got going, and it's exciting to see, you know, it's crazy how things start to move, you know, and you can feel it. Like Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday here, it just felt dense and heavy. really dense and heavy. And taking magic out, it was almost felt creepy outside to her.
Ooh.
It was weird, Gail. It was just really weird. And then, and it was rainy, it was overcast, it was dark in here, you know. I had the lights all well, I have lights on that stay on all the time, but I mean, I had to turn more lights on during the day. And when I take magic out for a walk, the outside motion sensor light would come on. It was that dark. And even in the day, you know, when I'm taking him out at 10 o'clock in the morning. And now it's shifted. It's like something, it's like almost like that quantum leap into something better that happened overnight. It started last night because I felt it in the dark, you know. And
Bliss boy.
yeah, I just want everybody to feel that, you know, that movement of energy into something better. So something's happening. Some really big stuff behind the scenes are happening.
And it's for the good, I'm affirming.
Yes, absolutely. It may not look like it in the beginning because, you know, there's a shakeup before everything, you know, evens out, but I really think that it is. When Angelia was telling me about the whole food stamp and all that stuff, and I said, oh, I was not, I said, you know, I live in my own bubble. I didn't know anything about it. She goes, stay there. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to stay here for sure. Okay, well,
How's Land and Dragon coming along?
oh my gosh.
Have you had
Okay.
time to work on it?
I have squeezed it in. I have made some changes and I re snapped all the pictures yesterday and cropped them. It takes took me like 2 hours to snap them snap them all, get them online, crop them all down, and put them all back on the web. Well, my friend Kat, who is this, she's an editor. That's what she does with an ad company. So she's going to be looking at it today. And hopefully I haven't missed the mark. But you know, it looks completely different when I get it on the screen than it does one picture at a time through the iPad. So I'm hoping as soon as I get it into a better state, I'll be sharing that with you so you can take a look and let me know what you think. I added 2 pages about the feeling of the heart space. And so I'm going to show a picture of him like vibrating in the feeling. You know, I still have to draw that. So, you know, little white landing dragon jiggling, jiggling because he's in the feelings. So I got to figure out how to make that happen. I asked Landon last night, I said, Landon, did you share with anybody about our Landon dragon, the purple Landon dragon? He said, no, it's a secret. And then I thought, oh man, I hope he's going to be happy about this because, you know, he might not want other kids seeing that. So I got to talk to Jesse about it. I don't want to have to change the name.
I bet he's keeping it a secret until it's done.
Well, I wondered about, you know, if they're reading it in school because he's in a kindergarten class. Teacher could read his book. Would other kids be mean to him because there's a book about him that's,
Who
you know,
knows?
about him? Well, I started thinking about that, and then I thought I should discuss that with Jesse because I don't need to rock the boat. We could go with James the Dragon because that's his middle name. But I mean,
I worked with somebody who wrote a book and he based one of the characters on me and he used my name. And then when I read the draft, I said, "You can't use my name. This is not who I am. It's creepy."
oh wow.
But it was creepy.
Oh my gosh.
Mean, he didn't think so, but from my perspective, he had the person named me doing things that I would never do. And it was his fantasy. And it's like, no, you can't use my name. So, but that was a different story.
Well, yeah, but this is going to be a series. So there's no telling what the series is going to turn into. You know, it's all based on Florence's work, but still, you know, and of course, Jessie's familiar with Florence's work. So at least it's not like something brand new to her, but we want to protect Landon, you know, and it didn't even occur to me because in the beginning it was just for him. And then as I started to develop and it was going to be really based on Florence's teachings, I thought, well, I could have really named it anything. So
Is there
I'll
another
try.
name that rhymes with dragon, like Landon?
Oh, I don't know. I hadn't thought about it.
But James is a great name. But yeah, that's something to talk about with Jesse.
Yeah, because I don't I want Landon to stay comfortable. And I don't know what happened at school, but something happened. Jesse
Oh.
doesn't know what it is either, but that's where she's well, that's where I'm guessing it came from, that he doesn't want to be a boy anymore. He wants to be a girl. And he's five, and he was crying about it. And he plays with princesses all the time, and he'll put a blanket on, and he's Rapunzel, that's his hair. So she said, well, do you want to let your hair grow long? And he said no. So there's Jesse's leaning more towards boy stuff. We're gonna play She's gonna put his princesses basically kind of away. He's got all kinds of boy stuff, but it was just that when she brought stuff into the room where they're always at, that he was playing with princesses. So that's what's there. So I said, well, he's in a Spider-Man. So let's kind of look at this, taking the Spider-Man toy with him when he goes for a ride in the car, instead of a princess, and having his cars and stuff. Jessie never played with dolls. She always played with blocks and with her Matchbox cars and all that stuff. No dolls.
My niece wouldn't let her kids play with dolls,
Oh,
which I
wow.
thought was a bit extreme. They had teddy bears.
Wow. Well, I was kind of surprised at how enamored he was with the princesses. But then I asked Jesse, I said, what are the Disney movies about? Well, they're all about the girls.
Prince
I mean,
Charming is just sort of this, figure that's on the sidelines.
yeah. And even Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles aren't big anymore, and they were all boys. But he does love Paw Patrol, but then they have a girl or two in that too. But the guys he likes are guys. So I don't I'm thinking that somebody must have said something. So she's got to get down to the root of whatever that was. And because when she asked him about what it would be like to be a girl, oh, because they wear pretty princess dresses too. He doesn't want to wear a princess dress, and he doesn't want to grow his hair long. Well, those are the things, So, okay, well, then he doesn't really want to be a girl, but there's something else that's going on there that's leading to that thought process. So, I was glad she shared it with me because she was very hesitant to do that, and I was like, well, what do you want to do moving forward? So anyway, but yeah, I do want to be sure that Landon feels comfortable and safe with the book. And he is a boy, Landon Dragon is a boy. So that could, and magic is a boy. There are no girls in the book. Oh, there we go. There's no girls in our book. The mom, but you don't even see her, Yeah. So it'll all be good, I just saw the time. You probably need to eat, so I should let you go.
This has been wonderful, Kate.
I'm so glad we did the reading first.
Oh, me too. Thank you.
You're welcome. You are so
Well, the
welcome.
energy was still there.
Yeah. Okay, so I will separate that out. I will try to get that online for you today. But it may be tomorrow. Today's been a every day has just been full with appointments and clients that have emergencies, all of
Oh.
and so, which is okay, but
A
they take
lot.
time. They just take time. So it's been a miracle that I had time to get Landon Dragon pulled together, but we are moving forward. And geez, tomorrow, well, Saturday is the first. I really wanted to submit it to, well, we'll get it submitted maybe next week. We'll see. We'll see. But thanks for asking. Okay. Well, we're sending you lots of love.
Right back
Okay.
at you.
If anything comes up, reach out. Okay.
Okay.
All right,
Thank you
honey.
so much,
You're
Kate.
welcome, hon.
You're awesome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.